Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live for our show, Halloween. And from now, from October to December, they have amazing specials right now going on at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So just go to grandhotelcapemay.com and make your reservations now for a wonderful time of year to be there. October, I think, is one of the absolute best times. And join us for our Halloween show, October 31st. We're going to be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. This hour, Dr. EJ Antoni is going to join us. I'm excited to talk to EJ and find out what's new in his world. And that'll be a great conversation. So make sure you tune in for that as the show goes on today. We are also going to have some surprise guests for you as the week goes on. Around not only just the shutdown, but around the president's announcement yesterday regarding pharmaceutical drugs and trying to lower the price for pharmaceutical drugs, which would be which could be a great thing as long as the government doesn't get involved with price controls and everything else, which they said they won't. So there you go. But the shutdown and the back and forth and the back and forth. And obviously, at some point, this could lead to the government reopening, because that's usually how these things play out. What if it doesn't, though? What if it leads to bureaucrats losing their jobs? What if that happens? So I'm going to play a couple clips of the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, today. I watched her briefing. And she talked about how the American people want the government reopened. And she actually cites a New York Times poll. It's not often that the White House press secretary cites the fake news New York Times, but she did today. This is cut number two from the White House press briefing. This kind of gives you a sense of, and if you're just joining me, what is this all about? Well, it really comes down to funding over health care and the Medicaid reimbursement formula. And Democrats are lying when they say that none of this money goes towards illegal immigrants. It does. Democrats want to cut funding for rural hospitals. Rural hospitals are in red areas. And Democrats want to see money keep going to people who are in this country. In some cases, legally. In other cases, not legally. But either way, are not American citizens. That's really the crux of it. But either way, you can, as John Fetterman said, open the government and move forward with this and debate all these issues. And then we'll get into the sombrero and whether or not you are offended by this, deeply offended by the memes. And who's making these memes? Someone suggested Barron is the czar of memes, the meme czar. Maybe. I don't know. But they're certainly having fun with them, that's for sure. But here's Caroline Leavitt today from the White House press briefing, cut number two.
Individuals and organizations across the political spectrum, across the country, agree with the Trump administration and Republicans. The labor union leader, the Teamsters, Sean O'Brien, sent a very blunt message to Democrats over their destructive antics. He said American workers are not bargaining chips. Senators need to stop screwing around and pass the House-passed clean short-term funding bill. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the world's largest business organization, called to immediately pass the Republican clean CR, saying, quote, shutdowns are harmful to the economy, the American people, and our national security. And even Democrat Senators Cortez Masto and Fetterman acknowledged that their party is betraying the American people with this costly and chaotic Democrat shutdown. Enough is enough. enough. Democrats need to stop sabotaging our country and holding the American people hostage in the country. Democrats need to do their jobs. The American people want the government reopened, and this is proven in a new New York Times poll showing that 2 in 3 Americans say the government should not be shut down by the Democrats, even if their absurd demands are not met. The president and Republicans are working very hard to reopen the federal government. The vice president here has been crucial in this effort. We encourage all Americans across the country, call your Democrat senators and encourage them to reopen the government. That's what President Trump and the vice president want to do.
And I'm sure they will. But what if they don't? What if this drags on? Will jobs be lost? Will bureaucrat jobs be lost? That is the question. And if that occurs, will those jobs come back? Caroline Leavitt alluded to that fact today and whether or not those jobs could go away. And I'll tell you something. It would not be a bad thing at all, in my opinion, if they go away for good. Because the problem with DOGE is that we outlined all these great ways, all these wonderful ways in which we could save money and cut departments and slash departments. But like a lot of things, what happens is they lay these things out and then nothing ever really comes of them because Congress just doesn't want to do that. Congress does not want to actually make cuts. And you have people like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. Why isn't she voting for the CR? Why won't she keep the government open like her colleague, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, like a couple other Democrats who want to keep the government open? Well, here's America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. She is dancing with tables, but not dancing with opening the government. Cut 14.
Well, here we are. What is it? Day 250. And the price of groceries is up. The price of utilities is up. The price of housing is up. The price of school shoes is up. But the big one that the Republicans really can profoundly affect is they've passed a law in July to shoot the price of health care through the roof, throw 15 million people off their health care coverage, and drive up the cost of those insurance premiums for pretty much everybody in the whole country. So the Democrats have this one little sliver right now when we've got some leverage here. And we are using it not to say spend more money on health care, not to say we have this long list, just to say this one thing. Roll back the cuts that you're making to health care that are going to push seniors out of nursing homes, that are going to take away health care from little tiny babies and their mamas, that it's going to take away the wheelchair from your neighbor with a disability, that's going to drive up the cost of health care in families all over this country.
Little babies and wheelchairs and, my gosh, the hyperbole of these people. The hyperbole is amazing, isn't it? It's going to take away little babies and their wheelchairs. What? Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, got very triggered, very angry when a reporter asked her if it was AOC and the lunatics who are pushing this. The answer is yes, by the way, because they want to spend more money. They want to spend a lot of money. But let's not kid ourselves. They also want to cut rural funding for hospitals because they don't care about rural areas in America. They want all the money to go to their blue cities. I know it's kind of complicated, but they want to see as many people living in cities as possible. They don't like people in rural areas. It's flyover country. They think you're a bunch of rubes who can't speak English. Or I should say... can't speak English, can't speak liberal, and you use gasoline, and you use electricity, and you use lots of things. So, cut 24.
There was a thought from the Republicans that AOC is directing this, and she said that senators are welcome to go to her office directly. Is she driving that?
Why are you saying such a ridiculous thing?
I'm just quoting what AOC said. She said go to her office directly. Do you think there's any credibility to that?
She's directing this. She's wonderful. She's a real a team player and the rest of that. You started by saying Republicans say that she's directing this. She is not. Hakeem Jeffries is. And this takes a lot of experience, a lot of unity from the caucus in terms of the point of view. And that's what this is. She's an articulate spokesperson for her point of view, Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, it sounds like you're protesting a little too much there, Vampy. I'm just saying, a little too much. You know what it is? They're jealous. Yeah, they're jealous that AOC's getting all the attention. Because it's true, the squatties are in charge now. This is their party. This is their crazy. But hey, let's listen to Hakeem Jeffries. Let's listen to him. And more hyperbole, this time now, we're stealing food from the mouths of hungry children. Cut 27.
They stole food from the mouths of hungry children, women, veterans, and seniors, and all of this was done to provide massive tax breaks to their billionaire donors. We're fighting for the health care of the American people. They're fighting for their billionaire donors, their friends and family plan, which has been all about enriching the lifestyles of the rich and shameless from the very beginning of the Trump administration.
Oh!
So all this talk that we see right now, as if it has anything to do with the shutdown that Republicans have caused? No, it's their ideology. Cruelty is the point.
Rich and shameless, get it? Like rich and famous, but rich and shameless. So then reopen the government. I mean, if it's a Republican shutdown, but the Republicans are voting to open the government, how is it a Republican shutdown? I mean, I'm no math guy here, but if you've got all the Republicans voting to open the government in the Senate, and you can't get enough Democrats to go along with it, that sounds to me like it's you guys. It sounds to me like it's on you, because you're not going along with it. But rich and shameless is good, and that is a show coming to a TV near you. It's amazing how these people with no creativity manage to become multimillionaires when they get elected to Congress. Isn't it something? I know it's an act of magic. But if they're not careful, not only will food be stolen from the mouths of hungry children, it could be stolen from the mouths of hungry bureaucrats as well. Here's the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirming that layoffs are imminent. Cut 26.
Well, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do, and it's because the Democrats have put us into this position. If the Democrats did not vote to shut down the government, we would not be standing up here talking about layoffs today. We'd be talking about all the other news stories going on in the world and our country. We'd be talking about all of the great things that this administration is doing to uplift Americans across the country. But unfortunately, the Vice President of the United States and I have to come out here today to talk about a government shutdown that the Democrats put us in this position.
And a second question.
Thanks, Caroline. I'm just trying to clarify the timing of these potential layoffs to federal workers. You said imminent. The Vice President seemed to say in a couple of days. It looks like Russ Vogt maybe said in 2 days. When would these layoffs begin?
2 days, imminent, very soon. You will expect more announcements right now.
Is it just not unclear, or are you waiting?
It's not unclear. All of those things are very synonymous with one another. These rifts are unfortunately going to happen very soon.
Well, you know, lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Yeah, my buddy just sent me a text. Isn't that a 1980s reference? It really is. It's a great point, Frank. Thank you for that. My buddy Frank Troy. Rich and Shameless, nice obscure reference like 1987. Hosted by Robin, what was his name? Who was the guy who did Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? The guy with the accent, remember? Somebody in the YouTube chat save me right now because I can't remember. Was it Robin Leach? Yes, it was him, right? Robin Leach, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Well, now we'll do Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless, hosted by Hakeem Jeffries. Man, that is something right there. Nice 1987 reference. I like that, pulling that out. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Wait, Tracy said, stop flailing your hands about, weirdo. Is she talking to me? Because I can't speak without flailing my hands. I'm Italian. It's
I think she was talking about the vampiric one.
Oh, okay.
She was. I don't know if you were able to see the video of it, but Pelosi was flailing her hands around wildly.
Can you play it again? Because the bandage on her head, I do want to talk about that now that you brought it up. I did not see the video. I was just listening to her. Just because if you pay attention close enough to the audio. It's kind of like when you play a Beatles record backwards and you hear Paul is dead or something like that. If you pay enough attention, low frequency, you hear her talk about being married to Satan. Like, it's really slow. You know what I mean? Like, Satan's a love child and I need blood. Very, very subtle, though. And the back. All right, so let's go ahead and play it.
It was a thought from the Republicans that AOC is directing this, and she said that senators are welcome to go to her office directly. Is she driving that?
Why are you saying such a ridiculous thing?
I'm just quoting what AOC said. She said go to her office directly. Do you think there's any credibility to that?
She's not directing this. She's wonderful. She's a real...
You see it? Like, I paused it at a bad moment, but let me try and see if I can run that back.
What is she wearing? A Christmas tree pin? What the hell is that on her?
Right there. Clear as day. She's got a bandage on. The same way, and I said it in our group chat.
On the hand. Look at that.
On the hand,
yeah.
The same way that President Trump did. So where's the hit pieces on her that she's dying in the next few months, like President Trump got for how many weeks in a row?
That's a great point, because it's the hand, and it looks like she had an IV, and they said Trump's hands were bruised, and it looked like he had an IV, and then there were all these stories that death was imminent, nobody had seen him, it was a death store. But Justin, I just want to make a point, though, and I want to defend the media on this. I mean, yes, in a perfect world, they would write those stories, but, and I know most people would assume they're biased, but they also know that she's immortal. So even though there's a bandage there, it's more than likely that maybe somehow garlic spilled on her hand or possibly holy water.
Ah, you're right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Mm. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, death would not be imminent unless Van Helsing came to Washington. And I think we'd know about that if that were to happen. So my guess is little holy water probably got on, you know what I'm saying? And then had to cover it up with a bandage. I'm going with that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah, or possibly, you know, maybe she was sitting too close to one of those garlic eaters. My people. Does garlic really ward away vampires? Is my question. I've never been to Transylvania, but I would imagine that if you went to an Italian restaurant in Transylvania, I guess every dish there would be garlic free. I'm guessing. Or would they be all garlic? Would it be only garlic? Do you have something to say about this, DeSantis?
I don't know. I would assume that if they want good food, they should have garlic. You know, heck with the vampires. Don't let them ruin a good dish.
Yeah, see, John McGrody said vampire transfusions, but that I don't think they get them through the hand, John. I think they get them through the mouth. So, you know what I mean? I think they have to have blood only inserted through the mouth. Oh, I know. Maybe she did rip the neck apart of a young intern and then put the bandage on her hand to explain, like, it's a vitamin B shot. You know what I mean? Like that. Like, wow, you got an extra pep in your step today, Speaker Emeritus. I just sucked the neck off some 22-year-old from Albuquerque. Yeah, well, vitamin B shot. Could be that.
Chris Eppolitum brings up a good point. She's wearing red. Who else was known for wearing red? Lucifer, perhaps?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you see what I mean about you know how Opelka yesterday we were slowing down the audio? If you were to play Pelosi backwards, you would hear her talk about, and I just can't be finding me a virgin intern. You can't find a virgin in this town. Because you can't in D.C. It's impossible. It really is. So we have more of the, where is it now? Oh, I know. I went to the YouTube comments and then I lost the show sheet. Ah, yes. So thousands of bureaucrats could lose their jobs and then that could be good. But what if we have a little sombrero AI? We talked about AI earlier. What if we're using AI just to make memes, just to make the Democrats upset? So let's play the AI, Matt DeSantis, shall we, of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer outside the White House, which they said was racist and crude and beyond racist. And let's take a listen. Go ahead.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of, you know, at least for a while until they learn English and they realize they hate us, too.
All right. Now, in that picture, Hakeem Jeffries has a mustache and is wearing a sombrero. And for that, they lost their freaking minds and said this was the most racist thing they've ever seen. And Trump keeps posting them, by the way. He posted others. He actually had one of Hakeem Jeffries complaining about it. And then he had Trump in a mariachi band. They were all Trump doing a mariachi around Hakeem Jeffries as he was complaining about how racist the meme was about Hakeem Jeffries being Mexican. Which audio would be good to play for this one, Matt? What do you recommend?
I would go cut number 9.
Okay. Yes, and they called it a deep fake when it is clearly satire. A deep fake would be if you were to take your ex-girlfriend's face and put it on a porn star's body. That's a deep fake. This is called satire. Nobody thinks Hakeem Jeffries is actually one of the three amigos. All right, play it. Go ahead.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the
That's
face
just wrong.
Of an unprecedented Republican assault.
I denounce that. I am very triggered and also now craving a burrito at the same time, which is amazing. And now we have cut number 8. This is a reporter to J.D. Vance. Is it helpful to post pictures of Leader Jeffries in a sombrero? And I want to remind you, with a mustache that would best be described as like Pancho Villa or something like that. I don't know the exact appropriate term for it, but I think of like El Jefe or somebody like that, El Guapo. Cut number 8.
So the president's been posting some images of Leader Jeffries and Senator Schumer.
I saw.
Recently. You've said that you're interested in good faith negotiations with these leaders, but, you know, what message does that send? Is it helpful to post pictures of Leader Jeffries in a sombrero if you're trying to have good faith talks with him?
Oh, I think it's funny. The president's joking, and we're having a good time. You can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I've talked to the president of the United States about that.
Would you say that I have a plethora of piñatas? Matt, have you, not Matt, Justin, have you ever seen Three Amigos?
I did once for in school, but it's been forever since I've
All
seen
right.
it.
It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. It's Steve Martin, it's Martin Short, and it's Chevy Chase, the Three Amigos. And it's very funny. They're three actors who go to Mexico. They think they're on a shoot, and it turns out that they're actually in like a Western. But one of my favorite lines is, would you say I have a plethora of piñatas? And it's just, it makes me think of that whenever I watch this meme of Hakeem Jeffries, because he just looks like the character from the movie. So I know you've never seen it, DeSantis. I'm not even gonna like, you know what I mean? I know you've never seen it.
It'll come as no shock.
See, my buddy John said it feels like going to Chi-Chi's. You know, like it's not real Mexican. You know what I mean? Or on the border, something like that, where you know it's fake Mexican. It's not real Mexican. The whole place is sort of appropriating Mexican. You know what I mean? But it's not a deep fake. It's just not authentic. It's like that.
Yeah, the deep fake label is insane. No one looked at that and thought, oh, that's real.
No, and I wouldn't go to Chi-Chi's and say this is a deep fake Mexican restaurant. I'd say this is a crappy Mexican restaurant. You know? Or the same thing with like on the border. You know what you're getting when you go there. It's not real. It's not authentic. You're going to have lots and lots of chips and salsa and drink Dos Equis and have a good time. Hakeem Jeffries, nobody thinks the guy's really Mexican. Nobody is trying to make him into a Mexican there in that clip. I'm just pointing that out. Can you get me the what is a plethora? From Three Amigos, Justin?
Yeah.
Here, I'll send it to you right now. Do you have it?
I was going to grab it on YouTube. I'll grab it.
All right, here we go. It's one of my favorites. And then here's Cut 25, if we can play that real quick, as we go along here with these very, very, very culturally inappropriate, insensitive memes that I, for one, do not find funny, and I denounce. I personally denounce them. And by the way, let me just say for the record, I will be eating a... chorizo, burrito. And I did say the R. I did the rolling R thing. You see what I did there? Did the rolling R. Burrito. That's what you have to do. It's a great Saturday Night Live skit. Can't find it anymore. They just used to do that. Take a listen.
The sombrero thing, I mean, Hakeem Jeffries said it was racist. And I know that he said that. And I honestly don't even know what that means. Like, is he a Mexican-American that is offended by having a sombrero meme? I mean, I saw one of the major TV stations put the meme up and then say, this is AI-generated. And he had, like, the curly animated mustache, too. It's like, do you really not realize the American people recognize that he did not actually come to the White House wearing a sombrero and a black curly animation mustache? Like, give the country a little bit of credit. We're all trying to do a very important job for the American people. The President of the United States likes to have a little bit of fun when he's doing it, and I think that's okay. I'll take one more question.
I don't think it's okay. We should not be having any fun. And certainly not implying that Hakeem Jeffries works at Chi-Chi's, which is really what he was implying there, I think. I'm not quite sure exactly, but so stupid. Yeah, he's not. See, that's the thing. It's only racist if he was a Mexican-American. Like, that's the irony of this whole thing. Like, if you were to say, take me, and people do this to me all the time on social media. Like, Minnie does this all the time. She makes memes of me. Let's say you were to make me into a Fox News star as part of your meme. That would not be racist because I am one. But if you were to make me into an MSNBC star, that would be racist because I'm not one. You see? That's the difference. I have no idea what I'm saying right now because it's very hard for me to put my mind into the mind of a lefty and figure out how I'm supposed to be offended and triggered by anything. So does that make any sense? Play Dana Perino. Just play Perino. Whenever I'm in a trap now going forward, whenever I'm in a ditch, I'm not going to stop digging. I'm going to play Perino. That's what I'm going to do. Go ahead.
Unreliable system. Yes. You don't have enough supply. And you have a region that wants to grow. What do you need in order to fund or to fuel all of these new jobs? Energy. So Mitch Zioli, who's somebody that I pay a lot of attention to, a lot of our viewers know him. He was telling me that the other thing is that the windmills, if you think that that those are going away on the coast of New Jersey, if she comes into office, they might come back.
I'm sorry, in the whale.
Now, that is not AI, nor is it a deep fake. However, if you were to have Dana Perino say, and Rich Zioli, who I have a restraining order against, that would be AI and a deep fake. Do you understand the difference? Because the restraining order has not been filed yet in court.
It's on the way.
The petition is on the docket, but I don't believe the judge approved it yet. So, do you have my plethora of pinatas, Justin?
I do indeed.
Okay, Three Amigos. I highly recommend it. It's a very funny movie. It's an 80s comedy. I will still go on record and say the golden era of comedies, really, when you think about it, is probably the 80s. All in, in the totality of things. I'm not saying the best comedies came out of the 80s. I'm saying that All in totality, I think it's the best era of comedy movies, besides, like, you know, Charlie Chaplin or something like that. All right, go ahead.
German has the only presence I want. Guns! Guns, so that the name of El Guapo will be hanging on everyone's lips.
He will be here, Guapo. But I think you would like your other presents, too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
You what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes, you have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, Guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora, and I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Forgive me, Guapo. I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education. But could it be that once again you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
Like what, Jefe?
Could it be because you are turning 40 today?
No.
Could it be because Carmen chooses to sleep in her cell instead of with you? Why don't you just take her?
Thank you, Justin. All right. When we come back, Dr. EJ Antoni makes his triumphant return to the show. We will have a plethora of economists joining us as we continue along here on our 5 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Was this actually his official walk-up song, Justin?
I played it one time, and we all seemed to like it, so I kind of made it the official EJ walk-up music.
Well, then I think it's more than appropriate to welcome back to the show, as we welcome you back to the show, our official economist, the one and only Dr. EJ Antoni, and the crowd goes wild. We're thrilled to have you back, buddy. How are you?
Rich, I'm hanging in. Thank you for having me, sir. It is great to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back. I wasn't expecting to have you back. I'm sure you weren't expecting to come back right away. Anything you want to tell us before I ask you about the government shutdown and all the other nonsense in Washington, a town that thankfully you don't have to live in?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Thank God I don't have to live in it. Look, at the end of the day, it takes two to play, as it were. You know, the Senate has its advise and consent role, and if they're not willing to play along, then there's nothing you can do. So that's kind of where we are, unfortunately. But look, it's next man up. I hope that the president is able to find another person who's not only qualified, but, you know, can make it through the sausage factory, as it were. Unfortunately, though, I wasn't able to get enough senators who are even willing to have a conversation, which, you know, it's frustrating, but it is what it is. And I'm supremely glad to be back with you guys and to be able to do shows like this. So I'm looking forward to it. I genuinely am.
Well, I think it's America's loss that the senators refuse to meet with you. It's a disgrace that they refuse to even have meetings with somebody the president nominated to such an important position. You were supremely qualified, one of the brightest guys I know, one of the most articulate guys I know, and helpful in explaining things to people, and also just an all-around genuinely good guy. So it's a loss for the good guys. It's a loss for the country, and it just shows why we can't stand these people in Washington, the fact that they would not even give you a courtesy of a sit-down meeting, and some of them being in our own, in the Republican Party, is just, I find to be absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of come to expect it, especially with this second term, where I think Marco Rubio might have literally been the only presidential nominee out of hundreds who got any Democrats to support him. I really do think Rubio might have been the only one. Maybe there's one or two others, but that's it. I mean, it has been, you know, thank goodness we have any kind of majority, even a slim one, and even with the rhinos, because otherwise you wouldn't get anybody through. That's just how obstructionist the Democrats have become. So, I mean, I went into this knowing that I wasn't going to be able to get a meeting with any of the Democrat senators, that I wasn't going to get any of their votes. You know, that was kind of a given. And we also knew that there were going to be a couple of Republicans who, because they really don't like Trump, and it's, you know, they're very much marginal votes, it was going to be difficult. And at the end of the day, that's what they decided to be, is difficult. So there's just nothing you can do at that point. And look, that's okay, right? There's plenty of other good work that I'm more than happy to do, including shows like this.
Yeah, and including being the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, and being the official economist of our show, and several other shows, but this show being obviously the most important show. So, welcome back, buddy. I missed you. I did. I mean, I didn't want to text you. I didn't want to, you know, be a burden and all the others. So I'm glad you're back, and now I can hound you, and we can make fun of Matt DeSantis together. And I really blame him. More than anyone, for you know, any trouble you had in Washington, I blame DeSantis.
Well, I think that's fair, because, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I mean, if you just look at the guy, I mean, look, right, just that's all you need to know. You look at the guy and you say, okay, it all makes sense. Now we know where all the problems come from. I mean, it's just, it's patently obvious, I think. So I'm glad you pointed that out. It saved me having to say it.
No problem. I know Matt DeSantis is the root of all evil. So talk to me about this government shutdown and what's happening here, and what the issue is. Because, I mean, as much as I follow all this, even I'm confused by what they're exactly holding up the normal flow of government over exactly.
It's amazing how just radical, I guess, the left wing of American politics has become, Rich, where the hill that they're choosing to die on right now is that they want to spend billions of dollars to make sure illegal aliens have health care. I mean, that's what they're throwing down for. It's as if they learned nothing from November, where you had Trump winning not just the Electoral College, but the popular vote, too. Yeah. The Republicans haven't done that in a very long time. He wins every single swing state. And illegal aliens being in this country and causing problems was one of the big issues that got him elected. So shockingly, basically, unless Republicans are willing to undo a lot of the reforms that were in the Big Beautiful Bill, unless Republicans are willing to scrap all of that and throw it away, Democrats aren't going to fund the government. So that's literally where we are, shockingly.
Now, by the way, just one more point on the confirmation process. You know, Marco Rubio only got through because he's a senator, and they have longstanding, this idea of Democrats voting for him. It's just a senatorial thing more than anything else. And I just want to say that for the record, too, because you're as equal caliber and experience as he is for the role that you were appointed for. And it's just that's the senators do that for each other. And, you know, I just want everybody to understand that. But let's talk about the Senate for a moment.
That's very kind of you.
Well, it's true. Let's talk about the Senate for a moment, because we have at least John Fetterman, maybe a couple other Democrats crossing the aisle. Chuck Schumer has been accused of by the vice president of saying, listen, you're afraid of a primary by AOC. So you're afraid to cross and keep the government open. It seems to me that most people out there who are living their lives and don't follow this the way we do, they've heard for 10 months how the Democrats want to stop Trump at every turn, and now the government's shut down. I think the takeaway from that is, well, they're just trying to stop Trump. I don't think beyond that they hear much, and that kind of obstructionism is also not what people voted for. The guy won in a landslide, so...
Yeah, I mean, it is genuinely amazing the amount of obstruction going on right now. You used exactly the right word, I think, Rich, where they literally are opposing things that they themselves have supported in the past, but now because Trump is supporting them, they're against it. And I know we call it Trump derangement syndrome and we laugh and everything, but I mean, it genuinely is like some kind of psychological illness, I guess you would call it. I mean, when you have these crazy liberal women on TikTok, when Trump says, hey, look, Tylenol probably isn't the best thing for you if you're pregnant, or it's not the best thing for your baby, and they all instantly go out and start filming themselves popping Tylenol, even though they don't even have a headache, let alone a fever. Yeah. I'm sorry, there's something mentally wrong with you at that point when that's the kind of behavior you're engaging in. And it's been absolutely hilarious to find all of these, like old messages from Tylenol, some of which were like 5-10 years ago, whatever it was, where Tylenol even admitted, we don't recommend taking this if you're pregnant. Like, I mean, it's just, yeah. It's astonishing. It really is. You're right. It's obstructionism and it stems from derangement.
Yeah, it's not just that President Trump said don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. Tylenol said don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. The maker of Tylenol said don't take Tylenol if you're pregnant. They put that tweet out in 2017. We don't recommend taking our products if you're pregnant. But that still doesn't stop people from taking Tylenol and they don't need it, and you know, potentially hurting their liver or whatever else. I mean, it's just but that's where we are, though. We're at a level of insanity. That's why I played this clip earlier, Matt. If we could play it again for EJ, CNN calling him out on his hypocrisy, Chuck Schumer, of his hypocrisy of saying that we should have the government open to do this business. And I love that they confronted him on this. I have to give CNN credit. I don't know who is controlling this over there. That person's probably out of a job, but take a listen.
One of the things that Republicans are also doing, and they're doing it in the White House press briefing, is the running sound of Democrats talking about shutdowns in the past, including sound of you. This is the type of thing you've said about shutdowns in the past. Let's listen.
What if I persuaded my caucus to say I'm going to shut the government down, I'm going to not pay our bills unless I get my way? It's a politics of idiocy, of confrontation, of paralysis.
Shutting down government over a policy difference is self-defeating. We can never hold American workers hostage again. While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
That was you three times now, in the past. Go ahead. What's different
that
this time?
Yeah, that was in March, John, before they had done these horrible things to health care, before they had introduced these rescissions which would allow them to ignore the budget process. And the bottom line is, when I was majority leader, we had 13 times to vote on a budget. Do you know why there was no shutdown? We sat and negotiated with the Republicans every time. They got some things, we got some things. They did not negotiate at all. They refused, despite repeated entreaties by Hakeem and me, to go to the White House to sit down with Thune and Johnson. Look, if you want to know who wants a shutdown, look at the House. Johnson had the House adjourn all this week,
so
they couldn't even if the Senate had come up with a solution, they couldn't vote on it. But now that they've seen they can't bludgeon us, they can't roll us, hopefully they're going to sit down and negotiate now, not kick the can down the road, which they've done. It's been 45 days, and they've never done anything.
EJ, I feel like bludgeoning myself right now listening to that. That's how I feel.
Oh my goodness, so many lies in a single clip. I just... shame on Matt DeSantis for making us listen to that, frankly. But he's basically just lying through his teeth, right? Saying Republicans won't negotiate. Republicans passed a continuing resolution. That's why the House took off. They already did their job. They passed a continuing resolution, which basically just says, like, okay, we're just going to keep funding government at current levels. We're going to keep all the spending and everything the same for, you know, sometimes it's 30 days or 90 days. Sometimes it's longer, whatever the case. These continuing resolutions are just a way to basically, you know, kick the can down the road to buy you time to do negotiating. Democrats didn't want that. They didn't want to talk. Everything Schumer just said there is nonsense. Even his crazy accusations about, you know, Republicans attacking health care or whatever. In the big, beautiful bill that we were just talking about, Rich, as you know, they put together tens of billions of dollars in additional funding for rural hospitals because the Democrats were crying about how, you know, those facilities essentially were underfunded. So Republicans increased funding for them by billions of dollars. And now the Democrats are complaining about it. It's just it's absolute insanity. He literally is just lying through his teeth.
Talk to me about this whole issue of rural hospital funding cuts, because as I see it, I mean, if the Democrats got $50 billion for rural hospitals, that's a direct hit to red areas. They don't care, though, because it's not their people. It's not their constituency. They only care about the cities. They hate flyover country. Am I wrong on that?
Well, if you look at how those places vote, I think your analysis, Rich, is spot on. What the Democrats really want when it comes to health care and what happened in the big, beautiful bill, what Democrats want to get rid of is this. And a lot of folks don't realize this. There is basically a kind of legalized fraud, a scam, when it comes to government reimbursements for certain kinds of hospital spending, where if the hospital spends a dollar, they will get more than a dollar back in reimbursements. I mean, it's actual fraud. If a private business did this, they would essentially be sued and they'd go bankrupt because of it. Can you imagine if Boeing or Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, if they created contracts with the government where for every dollar of spending they had on a project, instead of expensing it 1-to-1, they expensed it 3-to-1 or 7-to-1. Well, these are the crazy kinds of things that have been put in place by Democrats in the past. If you look at what happened with Obamacare, it actually, and this is how perverse the system is, Rich. If you're an able-bodied man who's not working and you get on Obamacare, the hospital will actually get even more reimbursements for giving you care, for spending money on you. So what do hospitals do in that case? Well, you have incentivized them to provide, you know, extra care, essentially, that's not even needed, to conduct extra tests that aren't essential. All of these things are driving up healthcare costs, and not only are they driving up healthcare costs for everybody, but on top of that, they're driving up costs for taxpayers specifically. And Republicans helped reform not all of that, but a lot of it in the big, beautiful bill. Democrats want to wipe all that out. They don't care that the rural hospitals are getting more funding, that we're going to actually have, you know, patient care where it's needed. They don't care about that. What they care about is protecting broken systems.
Well, listen, buddy, it's great to have you back, and I encourage everyone to follow EJ, real EJ Antoni on X. Accept no substitutions. He's back, baby, and he's ready for business. It's great to have you, the chief economist at the Heritage Foundation, our own, Philly's own, our own, Dr. EJ Antoni. Welcome back, brother.
Rich, it's great to be back. Thank you, my man.
Look forward to it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by another great guy, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria, because it's about care, it's about compassion. And just last year, he gave Bridget a beautiful smile upgrade. So trust the guy that I trust with my wife's smile. That's Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, 856-786-2020. My friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop have something great coming up. They always have something going on there. It's awesome. This is more than just about selling firearms, although they have the absolute best selection of firearms anywhere. Bob's is a full-service shop with years of experience and a commitment to helping customers become safe, responsible gun owners. And right now, you can sign up for a handgun cleaning class, just $35, manufacturer-specific. You can learn how to clean your firearm safely, step-by-step, and yes, that matters. Now, spots are limited, so pre-register today by going to bobslittlesportshop.com. Also, don't miss their co-ed shoot on October 12th. It is perfect for beginners or experienced shooters. It's a fun, supportive way to learn and sharpen your skills. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. No firearms ID card or prior experience is required to attend. No alcohol or drugs on premises, obviously. But you'll learn, and you'll be a responsible gun owner, and you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family. It's a really important day, and it's a lot of fun, too. And that co-ed shoot is coming up, like I said, October 12th. So sign up today by going to bobslittlesportshop.com. And they are my go-to shop. And they're easy to get to. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. You've probably driven by the exit for them a million times on your way back and forth from the shore. They've been in business for 60 years. 60 years of family ownership, providing the absolute best selection of firearms and helping people become safe, responsible firearms owners. So please check them out today. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.